a certain ritual that grew up in the Catholic faith of visiting stations of the cross. If those of you who grew up Catholic know a lot about this, in Catholic churches you'll see paintings or windows, etc., depicting different scenes of Christ's crucifixion and the whole story leading up to that, all the little events that occurred. It started out with, you know, many of these stations of the cross, and different churches had different numbers of them. And at each one, you stop and you say a prayer, or you make an observation, or whatever it is, a little communion time. They were whittled down from about 90 or so down to 14 in about the 1850s. So it's been 14 since that time. So the composer of this piece, Suzanne Tulin, is a very interesting character herself. She is one of the Sisters of Mercy, which are all over the world, and there's a group in San Diego, and she's in Burlingame, California. She's actually a trained musician that conducted choirs, and I just learned that she trained with Robert Shaw at San Diego State. I didn't even know Robert Shaw was at San Diego State. So there's something interesting. He's one of the more famous choir directors this country's ever produced. And she was a group of the French Taizé community, which I don't know how familiar you might be with that, which again has a very fascinating story, which I'll try to keep short. Founded in 1940 by a Swiss gentleman who saw what was happening in France next door, and for all the discouragement when the Germans defeated France, went to France, bought a house in a small village, and started this ecumenical community and invited anybody of faith from anywhere in the world to come join that community. It's been thriving ever since, even though the Gestapo took over his house for a couple of years and he had to flee. He came back after the war. It's still going on. She's a member of that community, and 100,000 people go to that little house every year in a pilgrimage to come together. People of all different faiths, and to, in a very simple way, you know, celebrate and live the life that Jesus inspired. So this is a setting that allows people to visit each station of the cross, and you'll see there's a little